Distorted View Daily proudly presents Mr. T treating his mama right.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
so... Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. Remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
May 1st, 2008, coming up on the program today, chair sniffing, plus pinned to the ground by the cold, crippling grip of death, and killing Jesus in heaven, a DV how-to. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you today. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, though, it's time to play...
People that come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
Yes, this is a game where we determine which race is more ridiculous, the whites or the blacks. Thank God, though, we've got some help. Using a sophisticated computer on loan from MIT, the Blackulator Caucasiatron, we're going to compare two clips, one of whites, one of blacks, both acting stupid. And we're going to find out which is the most recoculous race. Let's get started. Backstage, whites won the coin toss, but then blacks brought up slavery and made a whole big production out of it. So we're going to go with blacks first, okay? Here is a clip of a black man taunting his sister who is taking a piss in the bathroom.
Damn, your pee loud.
Why are you fucking with me? What?
I'm just saying, your pee loud. My pee ain't even that loud. How are we the same height?
I'm sitting, you stand, and you pee.
No, when I be sitting down and I be shitting and then I pee, my pee is not that loud.
Because maybe you didn't have to pee as bad as I did when you got a lot of pee built up, nigga. Shut the fuck up talking to me. Shit.
Whatever.
Oh, greatest clip ever.
I got something to confess when you come out of there, too.
What you mean?
No, I just got something to confess.
Why?
Nothing.
So why you gotta wait till I come out?
Cause
you did something nasty, and if it's that shit to my help, I'ma beat your ass.
Nothing, I tell you something. I gotta confess to something when you come out. Huh?
On what?
Nah, I tell you when you come out. You on your way out?
No.
When you coming out?
30 minutes.
Well,
30 minutes?
I tell you 30 minutes.
She has a massive load on deck. All right, now it's the whites' turn. Here's a clip of a skinny 18-year-old white boy having sex with a MILF, anally, and shit dick occurs.
Oh, it's so big. Oh, my God, yes! Ah, yes! Yes! Yes!
Ugh.
Oh, yeah! Come in my ass! Come in my ass!
Mom?
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes, man. Oh, yeah. Ooh, is it okay? Ooh, Abby.
And and here's where she realizes she's taken a huge dump on this dude's cock.
Ooh, is it okay? Abby. Wait, hold on, wait, sometimes.
I love it, because she can't even form a fucking word. Okay, I didn't catch much from what she was saying because, you know, she wasn't really speaking in whole words. I did get the word liquidy.
Okay.
Let's get some post-shit-dick reactions.
Yeah, it's a little gross out sometimes.
What?
It's because there's this shit coming out of my dick. It's kind of sick. Those are things that I don't think about before I do it, but it was still a good experience. Glad I did it.
Alright, there you have it. The dude had poop worms. He had shit coming out of his dick hole. It's like a Play-Doh fun factory. Well, there's nothing fun about that. Alright, so you got the shit dick guy banging the MILF with liquidy soft stool. And we have a black guy tormenting his sister while she takes a piss. Which race is crazier? Well, to answer that, we've got to turn to the Blackulator Caucasiatron XRT-300 on loan from MIT. Our friends over there at MIT. All right, Blackulator Caucasiatron, do your magic.
Computer, beep boop, bop beep, beep boop, bop beep, boop. Tabulate them. The answer is whites. Today, whites proved to be more a cockulus.
It was a close one. I gotta be honest with you. It's a little weird to videotape your sister peeing. But then again, nothing beats poop worms.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
There you have it. I just have to mention this. I don't know what's wrong with the Blackulator Caucasiatron. He sounds depressed.
Computer.
Yeah.
Beep boop.
Beep boop.
Bop beep.
Bop
beep. Boop bop beep.
Doesn't sound like he really likes his job. Got a couple more pieces of audio before we get into the news. First up is a porno blooper. You gotta listen closely. This is where a woman is getting nailed and some huge metal thing knocks her in the head.
Whoa.
See, this right here, that's where the metal thing comes loose and falls. This, that little noise, that's hitting her head. Let's listen to it again several times. Alright, and finally I've got some new Alexis K. Tyler audio. She's reading a letter about a woman who hooked up with a guy, got pregnant, and then he left her and started fucking some other chick. Let's take a listen.
She just irritates the shit out of me, and I'm still mad about the fact that she was fucking my nigga while I was pregnant. Yeah. Your baby daddy told you that when he was fucking you and got you pregnant, it wasn't gonna be nobody else but you and him, and now he lied. Charge it to the game to get over it.
Amen. Exactly. I have no idea what she just said.
Your baby daddy don't want to pay your bills and don't come around and give you no money. Get over it, charge it to the game. Your baby daddy only pay child support and that's all he do. And he still with the hoe that he was fucking while you were pregnant. Get over it, charge it to the game. Yo. Baby daddy really ain't hitting on shit and never damn was.
Get over it! Charge it to the game, right?
And you couldn't see the shit or you didn't want to see the shit when you got with him. Charge it to the game. Get over it. Get over it now. Get over it. Cause you...
Sure, Corey could use that in one of his mashups.
Because you wants to beat her ass. Go beat her ass! And after you beat her ass, he's still going to be beating up that ass, bending her over doggy style, hitting it from the back, hitting it from the front, putting his dick all in her mouth, sleeping all in her house.
And that's one to grow on. Thank you very much, Alexis K. Tyler, for the advice. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is our member site. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View. That's every single episode of the show. Plus extended programs and exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. For the past 3 days, we've had extended shows or extra exclusive shows. It's a great time to sign up. Starting next week is where non-paying members will get 3 to 4 new episodes of Distorted View a week. Paying members will continue to get all 5 new episodes of the week. Just another reason to sign up for the Sideshow. Superfreaksideshow.com. Got 3 stories for you today. Some of my Australian listeners have been sending this one in. One of Australia's most senior conservative politicians... it's always the conservatives that do weird, sick sex shit. Yes, one of Australia's most senior conservative politicians broke down as he tearfully admitted sniffing the chair of a female colleague shortly after she vacated it. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a Distorted View in sensitive reenactment.
Across Australia, especially in my home state of South Australia.
I don't know, I think I ate something raw.
On government
it's not sitting well with me. Oh God.
Australians enjoy access to broadband. Further,
I'll be right back.
Is the minister aware of any alternative policies?
All right, that's surprisingly pretty much exactly what happened. Troy Buswell, the leader of the opposition Liberal Party in Western Australia, was under intense pressure to resign over the incident which happened in 2005. He dismissed allegations on 13 different occasions that he had sniffed the seat before finally admitting yesterday that it had in fact taken place. Quote, "All I can confirm is that the events described in the paper by the former female staffers are accurate." Holding back tears at a news conference, pussy, Mr. Buswell admitted that his behavior before becoming party leader 3 months ago had sometimes been highly offensive. He has previously admitted to snapping a woman's bra as a drunken party trick, and has been a... what a trick.
I can pull a piece of clothing! Ta-da! I can't believe I'm drunk on Bartles and James.
Pussy. Yes, the emergence of the chair-sniffing incident had placed a strain on his marriage, he conceded. These are difficult issues for me to deal with, and they are very... Okay, we're dealing with someone who sniffed someone else's chair. This is not like the crime of the century. These are difficult issues for me to deal with, and they are very difficult issues for my family to deal with. Not like he was banging a hooker. He sniffed some broad's chair. Daddy's a creep, but that's about it. Yes, Mr. Buswell's deputy, Kim Hames, stood by him, describing him as a rough diamond with a robust sense of humor. Quote, "To me, Troy's a rough diamond, and you don't fix a rough diamond by smashing it to pieces," said Dr. Hames. "You take those rough edges off, and you've got something that is of quality. And I think Troy is a quality person. And when you get to know him, Of course, other members of the Liberal Party feigned outrage, and they said privately they were disgusted by the whole episode, but would not challenge Mr. Buswell as the leader of the Liberals because there was no better candidate. Australians are just like Americans. Second story we have for you today, it's a short one. A federal judge has ordered a psychiatric evaluation for a South Carolina teen accused of plotting to blow up his high school. Another day in America. U.S. District Judge Thomas Rogers III says in an order Wednesday that 18-year-old Ryan Schallenberger should undergo a psychological evaluation within 45 days. An attorney for the teen says he'll ask the judge to reconsider. Federal authorities claim the straight-A Chesterfield High senior told police he wanted to die, go to heaven, and kill Jesus. This kid is not very bright. You can't kill Jesus! Where is he gonna go if you kill him? A better heaven? Like, no. Heaven is the end of the road. You kill Jesus in heaven, he's just gonna pop right back up in heaven. And now you've got a pissed off Jesus. Dude, you gotta think this through. Schallenberger was arrested April 19th. He faces several state and federal charges, including attempt... I love how he thinks he would get to heaven anyways. You blow up your whole school, and yeah, that's like a free pass to heaven. Schallenberger was arrested April 19th. He faces several state and federal charges, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. That charge carries a possible life sentence if he is convicted. How does this dude have weapons of mass destruction? Not even a rack had those. Some pimply teenager in South Carolina does. All right, final story we have for you today comes from St. Louis. Bruce Pitts had a feeling something was wrong, very wrong, when the newspapers began piling up in the roadside tube outside the Southern Illinois home of Fred and Blanche Roberts. Smells like elderly people. So on Sunday, the worried newspaper carrier cracked open an unlocked side door and saw 84-year-old Blanche Roberts helplessly looking back at him, her right leg pinned beneath the body of her 77-year-old husband, who, surprise, surprise, had apparently been dead for days in the home. He's trying to drag her to the afterlife with him. I ain't going alone! The good Lord was with her. She was not scared, wasn't panicking, nothing, Pitt said Tuesday during a telephone interview. She was conscious, talking, just peaceful. It was remarkable. Fucking brought a senile. Williamson County, Illinois coroner Mike Burke said Fred Roberts likely collapsed and died of a heart attack on Wednesday evening after mowing the lawn, based on accounts from people who were visiting the home that day. She's 84 years old, and she was very frail. She probably didn't weigh 90 pounds soaking wet. There's a mental image for you. Naked old person soaking wet. When Pitts went to the home, he repeatedly rang the doorbell but got no answer before he saw a side door and tried that doorbell. Again, no response, so he eased open the door and saw the couple about 2 feet inside. Quote, I asked her about her husband just to see what her response was. She said, well, he's sleeping. He'll be up in a while. That's our little Dreamweaver. That's almost kind of sad. He's just sleeping. Anyways, the woman was freed and said, quote,
now I'm free to see the world.
Thank you, hover round. Yes, Blanche Roberts was taken to a hospital. The hospital on Tuesday wouldn't confirm whether she was still being treated there. Pitt said the couple's relatives told his wife Monday that she was in the intensive care unit and doing fine. There you go. That, my freaky deekies, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
Hey, Tim. Michael Carino from Akron. The other day you had a story about Grand Theft Auto with a child driving.
Right.
And I was surprised you didn't take the opportunity to call it Grandmother Theft Auto. And the other thing, too, is I thought maybe considering how much you like old people, you possibly could have embellished the story a little bit by saying that in the back of the Durango was maybe her hover round.
Now I'm free to see the world.
I already had that one queued up.
Maybe her clapper and her life alert necklace and her latest copy of the Reader's Digest.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael Carino.
Hey, Tim. Sean here. Hey, I was just listening to, I think it's Wednesday's extended show.
Yes.
And something you said gave me the best idea. You make prosthetic legs with coin slots in them, and you market them to homeless people. It would be perfect.
That is a brilliant idea. Homeless people are always talking about how they get robbed by other homeless people, and so they have to hide their money. Why not do it in a prosthetic leg? They're hiding knives and guns and shit in there.
Perfect.
Yes.
Later.
Thank you very much, Sean. What else we got here? A couple more. Hello?
No! Make it stop! You gotta make it stop!
I want to see where this is going.
No! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it now!
All right. I'm going to stop it. All right, couple more here.
Hey, Tim. It's Touch My Badger, your favorite
Ooh.
Furry.
Hey! Star,
and that chick that you're going to, you know, get married in September and that sort of thing.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I am a professional furry pornographer. Like, I draw furry porn for a living.
Oh, my God. It just keeps getting better.
I'm a professional furry pornographer.
How does one become a professional furry pornographer? Is there some sort of accreditation process? I would love to know.
Do this, but I am a professional furry pornographer. Like,
fantastic.
I draw furry porn for a living. That's what I do.
For a living?
So if you want, I can totally hook you up with some fucked up shit, dude. Let me know what's going on. Okay,
oh, alright. Here's what I want. I would love for you to look at pictures of me, like on my MySpace or something, and turn me into a furry character. Create a picture with me in it. Maybe the freaks, maybe you guys can call in or email suggestions of what type of animal she should make me into. Or something. I don't know. Or maybe we could get some other Distorted View characters involved. I would love to see what Cornswall would look like as a furry, but we don't know what he looks like to begin with. I don't know. But how much does, like, a professional furry pornographer, like, charge for their work? I mean, if you're making a living, that's great. But I've never heard of that before. That's pretty cool. All right, and finally.
Oh, something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
She has a voice of an angel. Love that song. Smell your dick. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is an oh god. Charge it back to the game.
Get over it.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. It is a brand new month. If you haven't voted yet in the month of May, do so now. It takes just a second. PodcastAlley.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.